We sampled it from him, but it's not the same bass line.
You can get in serious trouble for copyright infringement.
You got an organ going.
Yes? Copyright is not doing crap!
Copyright? What's copyright?
It's the right of the artist to control.
Right?
You know what time it is.
Welcome to the
copyright
experiment.
Welcome to the Copyright Experiment. It's Thursday. It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to CITR 101.9. You're with myself, Autonomy. And a friend, Jeff, is out there too. Jeff there?
Yep.
Yeah, Jeff's there. Yeah, so this is the Copyright Experiment. We talk about intellectual property in the cutting edge, the internet age, the 21st century, whatever you want to call it. And we also play the now, copyright talk for the now. And we also play exclusively freely available music, which no one else does, just us.
And it's also very now.
Very now, yes, it's true. There's a lot of free music out there now. We're playing it, which you're going to hear in a bit, but we're going to do a little quick talk first, like we do every week. There's really cool things happening these days in there's lots of really interesting things happening. Some things are not that interesting. Sometimes it's always like, this person is getting sued over this, and I kind of just roll my eyes at it. But this week in the courts, someone important is being sued, and it has the potential to change the future of not only broadcast television but cloud computing. And that is the court case between ABC and other network broadcasters, including CBS, Fox, NBC, and PBS. And they are suing a tech startup company called Aereo, which delivers over-the-air television to the public through the internet. So I'll explain how they do it in a minute. But yeah. So let's get started with that, actually. I'll tell you right now. So Aereo is an internet service that they use thousands of tiny antennas, and they pick up local over-the-air television signals, like the ordinary kind you would pick up with your rabbit ears, years ago. I don't know if our listeners were alive then, but if you all the TV that you get over the air, they pick that up using these tiny antennas, and they compress it for the internet, and they broadcast it over the internet to their subscribers, and their subscribers pay something like $8 a month to do that. And and this is worrying a lot of the major networks, because they think that Aereo is should be paying a license for all the content that they're streaming out to their users, but right now they're not. And you know how much media conglomerates like their royalties, so that's a big problem for them.
Yeah, and kind of the idea there is that, you know, like, cable providers have to pay their sort of rights or their compulsory license to,
right,
sort of give this to users or whatever. And so they think, okay, well, if they have to pay, then we should make these guys pay too.
Yeah, totally. So they, CBS, they're spearheading the lawsuit here. And so on Tuesday, the Supreme Court heard the hearing on this particular case, which they decided to pick up. And so they heard half-hour arguments from both ABC and their lawyers, and then also from Aereo. And so ABC is basically saying that they should be kind of treated like a cable company, in the way that, because cable companies pay a compulsory license for all of the content they play, regardless of whether it's from a over-the-air network television or from like a cable access TV show or HBO or something like that. They have a blanket license, much in the same way that this station CITR has. But Aereo doesn't have that, because they are a tech startup, and they, in their words, are just equipment providers. And ABC wants Aereo to pay license fees for the content, and Aereo is saying that all they're doing is repackaging the signal that would be freely available anyway to users, and so they shouldn't have to pay a fee for that, because all they're doing is supplying equipment to the user in a way that is more convenient.
Yeah, it would be like Well, I guess, you know, one way to think about it is if I was to ask, I don't know, people that were making better rabbit ears to charge something for it.
Yeah, that's kind of the argument they're making. I mean, if they're, Aereo is saying if you charge us, then you're basically, you'd have to charge people who manufacture over-the-air antennas and stuff. But that's kind of absurd because they have really no, they're really just enabling content consumption. They're not actually displaying it for public good. And so the ABC, they actually, their crux of their argument is that they're saying, they're kind of making a distinction between private performance and public performance. And a performance is, in the way that the courts look at performance, is not really the kind of way that normal people would. Performance in the law sense is just, it was decided many years ago that a performance could also be a retransmission of a performance. So instead of just someone paying tickets and going to see someone perform live, if that performance is recorded and retransmitted, then that's also considered a public performance. And finally, when it's picked up over the air and broadcasted through cable lines to your home, that's also a public performance being done by the cable company. And so they're saying that because Aereo is publicly performing the content from over the airwaves, then they should be paying a public performance license. And Aereo kind of says, well, actually, our technology is only, it's set up for individuals, so that individuals will say, hey, I want to record this show. And so they're allocated space on their server. They take the TV signal and they put it on their server specifically for the customer as a private copy, and then send it over to them specifically when they want it. So it's very, it's basically the same thing as a setting up an antenna connected to a DVR and watching TV shows when you want. And that example, actually, of having the antenna on the roof of your home and then sending the signal to a DVR was actually defended in a case somewhat recently where it was considered fair use for customers to record over-the-air television onto a DVR. And
yeah, and so I guess by analogy, you'd expect that this is kind of, in essence, you know, sort of the same thing, but at a longer distance. And so, you know, the question becomes, you know, is that distance really changing things, or is it more, you know, nuanced than that? And if so, how does that affect the laws that we apply to it?
Yeah, exactly. And so Aereo is saying, equipment providers don't pay royalties, but they provide the same kind of content. The only difference between Aereo and an antenna manufacturer is that the distance between the antenna and the user is a lot larger. And so Aereo is saying, does that even matter? And the court seems to think so. Seems to think that it does matter, because then you, when you put it on the internet, you're basically, you're creating long distance connection, but at the same time, you're collapsing that distance, right? By putting it through the internet, it's an instantaneous connection that makes location irrelevant. And that's just kind of a fundamental nature of the internet, which means in our view that it's you have to take kind of a unique approach to it, that calling it a cable company wouldn't encapsulate the features of like an internet startup company, which uses something that can't be characterized in terms of a cable company.
Yeah, and on one hand, it is, you know, going to be damaging or potentially damaging to like ABC and all these other guys, and so, you know, the government can kind of think, okay, well, maybe we should protect them, or, you know, we could look at you know, supporting the innovation of these guys and letting them kind of do their thing. I think that's an interesting sort of.
Yeah, Aereo thinks that if the court rules in favor of ABC and that Aereo is forced to pay for licensing costs, they're saying that has can have consequences to the rest of the cloud industry, because they're saying if ABC wins, the court is saying that anytime content is placed on a cloud-based server and then retrieved at a later date, or just stream through a server, that's that needs to have a license. And that's kind of scary for people who other people who have cloud-based services, because right now they don't have to pay a license because people are often just putting content on the in their cloud service like Dropbox or iCloud or something, and then collecting it at a later date. And to make the cloud providers pay a royalty for that seems a little extreme, and rightly so. And so this has everyone worried, and so it's kind of on the onus of ABC, who are the proponents of this case, to say, well, is this going to be a problem for all cloud-based solutions? And ABC actually says, no, it's not, because the major distinction between Aereo and, for example, Dropbox is that Dropbox is considered a cloud locker service, where the content is already there, and they're simply putting it into a server-based cloud solution and then taking it out at another time. And so the idea there is that the content is already has already been accounted for in a royalty sense. And they actually provide an analogy for this, which is kind of apt, but we'll see. We'll poke some flaws in it once I explain it. So ABC says that on the surface, streaming cloud services and locker cloud services look the same, but they're actually fundamentally different in how they serve the public. So they say that, as an analogy, from 30,000 feet in the air, a car dealership and a valet service look pretty much the same. They both store cars and they both provide cars to the public. You go there and you can get a car as a person. But if you go to a dealership, car dealership, and you don't have a car, they will happily sell you one that you can get a car. But if you go to a valet service without a car, you're not really going to be able to do anything there. There's the valet service is a fundamentally different service, even though they're both providing cars to the public. So they're saying that the cloud locker solutions are basically like a valet service, where the item, the content, has already been accounted for, but in the streaming case, the content hasn't been accounted for, and so it's more like they're saying that Aereo is more like a car dealership, and they should have to pay those royalties back for the content they're providing out.
Yeah, and it's funny, because when I first read this, I did not get it at all, but then I kind of later understood it. I think it makes more sense to sort of think about it not so much as a car dealership, but like as a car rental service or something.
Right, okay.
The streaming, because you don't really have it, but you get to use it.
Yeah, that's true.
You get access to it.
Yeah. And one of the justices actually asks to clarify the analogy a bit. And, well, I mean, the analogy itself, it kind of it skews towards ABC's case, because when you can't really equate cars to digital data, which obviously are completely different things, as any proponent of online piracy or opponent of online piracy is conveniently ignoring.
Would you copy a car?
Yeah, copy a car. The classic argument. So I forgot what I was going to say here. The argument that ABC is... the justice that questioned that analogy is basically saying, well, what if this valet service who is taking cars in, storing it, and then giving it back at one point, what if they decided to start a rental service on the side where all the cars, while they're being stored, could be rented out to someone else and then taken for a drive with someone else's car? And now you're getting into an area where you're holding someone's car, but you're also letting someone else use it, which is something that Aereo could potentially do in the future, because right now they have personal storage space for every subscriber, and each copy that the subscriber makes or requests through the antenna is a private copy that's stored for the individual. But I mean, there's no technical reason why they couldn't make content that's been created by one user available to other users, and create like an aggregated storage space and sharing system for subscribers of Aereo. And that could be a really dangerous precedent to set, because now you have a company that's taking all this data, all this content for free, and then letting everyone share it with each other, and they're not paying any licensing for it, and nobody's paying any licensing for it, and could potentially kill the network broadcasting system.
Yeah, and I guess kind of the thing here is that if that were to happen, that would really be a different thing than what they have now.
That's true. Yeah, but I mean, the court is aware that I mean, it's the only thing that's limiting them from doing that it are laws and not technical limitations. And the justices, court justices, actually ask Aereo, I mean, is the specific technological architecture. Okay, so we're going to finish off this talk then. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we are going to play lots of free music. Got a whole new batch of songs this week. What am I playing first? I don't even know what I'm playing first, but I'll let you know when I come back. Got a bunch of Jersey Club stuff. So if you like the high-energy dance music, stay tuned. Come back to the Copyright Experiment.
CITR's George Barrett presents Real Reggae Music, Saturday, April 26th at the Grandview Legion Hall, 2205 Commercial Drive, featuring Jamaican food and refreshments and DJs George Barrett, Louis Sutherland, and DJ Froggy. Advanced tickets are available at Rhythm and Spice or High Life Records.
Infect, powered by the Canadian Undergraduate Technology Conference, is a conference that brings together visionaries, leaders, and enthusiasts from all industries. The conference lets you personalize your own experience from a broad range of breakout sessions and unique workshops. The conference will be held on May 4th at UBC. For more information, go to infect.cutc.ca/Vancouver.
Welcome back. You still there, Jeff?
Yep.
Oh, Jeff's still there. Okay, cool. Jeff's gonna listen to some music too. I'm gonna spin it up. I still don't even know what I'm playing first because my computer is opening up. But if you like any of the music you hear, we have a blog at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. And because we're playing all free music, if you go to the blog, you can download any of the tracks that we play. We'll have a list of all the tracks. And yeah, so if you like them, if you like free music, go check it out. Got a lot of past shows up there too. But we're going to get started into the mix.
I guess that's it. We're almost like a music cable company or something.
Yeah, totally.
And by the way, you're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver. You almost ready, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Start off with some jazzy stuff. This guy named Tech Glenn from Montreal. Enjoy the mix. I'll return a little later.
make it high. Come through, blow the spot. Why not? We make it high. Come through, blow the spot. Why not? We make it high. Come through, blow the spot. Why not? We make it high. Come through, blow the spot. Why not? We make it high. Come through, blow the spot. Why not? We make it high. Come through, blow the spot. Why not? We make it high.
Did I mention there's going to be some explicit language in this episode?
Rub on my tits, squeeze on my ass. Queen B got the ill deep throat. Let me show you what I'm all about. How I make a Sprite can disappear in my mouth. World of the Playboy pinup girl, butt naked, dressed in nothing but pearls. You wanna meet me cause you know I'm freaky and you wanna eat me cause you say I'm sexy. Got a man in Japan and a dude in Tahiti. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends that's pretty. Chicks by the layer, all different flavors. Mafioso, that's how this thing goes. Now everybody come get with the lingo. Shake your body, body, move your body, body. On the dance floor, don't hurt nobody, body. I'm the one with the range in a Rover. When I'm stepping out the range, it's over. Coming through in the Brooklyn mafia. We gon' do this just like Big
was a Vincent Parker remix by Boha on the new Vincent Parker remix album. Download the whole thing for free. Lots of really cool remixes. Take a quick break. We'll be back with some more tunes. So stay tuned. 101.9 FM, the Copyright Experiment.
Doxa Documentary Film Festival discovers new forms of nonfiction film, everything from mountain gorillas to cartoon ponies and the men who love them, with a special spotlight program, Secrets and Lies, that examines the art of deception. The festival is happening May 2nd to 11th. For more information, go to www.doxafestival.ca.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Jeff really likes that Boha remix just played. We're going to get some new stuff now. If you like any of the tracks, make sure you go to the blog, copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. Got all our download links up. I'll probably put them up tomorrow, so if you're listening live, check back tomorrow for those free downloads. Next up, we got a Schoolboy Q remix. This is by Diesel. Check it out.
Bitches, life's a fucking movie, so you gotta do it right. Always been the stargazer, now we taking flight. Life's a fucking movie, so you gotta do it right. Always been the stargazer, now we taking flight. Life in 3D, faded like she belated. Just pop it. One thing you gotta know about Kenny Spacing is that. Gotta do it right. Let me set the scene, little rum and grenadine. That's that potent, that's that nut, that's that go-to, that's that know-who. When I'm feeling fucking roll through, yeah. I'm a level girl, I thought you knew. That's just 40K, doing what he do, a song away. Silver stars on fitted caps, that's that candy space. Passion fruit mojitos, man, she got that finer taste. She's on, I'm on, turn up, she telling all her friends that this is some. I smoke, she drink, common ground on this Patron. Hoping I don't do it wrong when we feeling right. Cause tonight I'm feeling take you home, and she down a rat. You can catch me rolling with them boys that die for. That's the cavalry, one half for my niggas that be proud of me. And that 1% is where I'd rather be. Ex-girlfriends probably wish they never doubted me. Down the way you move, nothing I can do. Girl, I'm stuck on you, stuck on you. Nothing I can say. No, you take my breath away with the way you sway. So I'm feeling fucking with you like a Juno. Down the way you move, nothing I can do. Girl, I'm stuck on you, stuck on you. Nothing I can say. No, you take my breath away with the way you sway. So I'm feeling fucking with you like a Juno.
Tell me if you want to see me play.
Back that ass up.
shit. Ayo.
It's gonna be it for us on the copyright experiment.
Crazy for this shit.
If you like the tunes, remember to hit up the blog, copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com.
You open the door, so now you have to walk through it. Ayo.
Let it go.